Esther sobbed at intervals, but her tears had ceased.
My home's like hell, with nothing but quarrelling and cursing, and a father who beats us whether sober or drunk. Yes,
she repeated shrewdly, seeing the lively disgust on Willoughby's face.
Just before I come away, I could show you the bruises on my arm still. And now to go back there after knowing you, it'll be worse than ever. I can't endure it, and I won't. I'll put an end to it, or myself somehow, I swear.
But my poor Esther, how can I help it? What can I do? Said Willoughby. He was greatly moved and full of wrath with her father, with all the world which makes women suffer. He had suffered himself at the hands of a woman and severely, but this, instead of hardening his heart, had only rendered it the more supple. And yet he had a vivid perception of the peril in which he stood. An interior voice urged him to break away, to seek safety in flight, even at the cost of appearing cruel or ridiculous.
I said, Bob, I'm not a feminist. I'm an eroticist. I'm free about everything. I don't hold back. I did it to share. Why shouldn't I share my feelings with the world? He said, why shouldn't I share mine with Pam?
What's Aristotle going to say? He wondered with shame. What's Stalin going to say? Countered Copernicus. You know how private he is.
We could tell him JFK did it,
suggested Columbus, sheepishly yet hopefully. Copernicus raised a finger to point out the immorality of the idea, but his attention was grabbed by a wall of photographs opposite him. He moved towards it, bewildered by the amount. They were stuck up with masking tape, and some of them had been defaced with a black pen. Copernicus looked around to get Columbus's opinion, but he'd found something too. It was hidden beneath a big cloth. It looks like a telescope, said Copernicus as he walked over. Columbus grabbed one end of the cloth. Shall we? Copernicus fidgeted anxiously as he thought about the photographs.
I love you. Don't drive me away, Kondraty Ivanovich, she besought him. I can't live without you.
They listened to her entreaties, and after consulting together, took her into the company as a countess, the name they used for minor actresses, who usually came onto the stage in crowds or in dumb parts. To begin with, Marcia used to play maidservants and pages. But when Madame Bobatov, the flower of Limonadov's company, eloped, they made her their heroine.